For CGLO News, I'm Regine Batzorek.
Two weeks ago, someone approached me when I was alone. He was a male in his 20s, and he started with a compliment and then started asking me tons of personal questions and basically was trying to get me alone with him, whether if he can come with me to wherever I was going next or if I can just leave campus with him. He was very pushy about it, very aggressive.
That was Lisa Combliss recounting her story about a reoccurring harassment she experienced on the Concordia campus. Combliss said she was approached and followed by two different men on two different occasions, but with both saying the same things to her. She reported the incident to the campus security and filed a report with the Sexual Assault Resource Center, and she took to social media to give a public service announcement on the incidents. Since then, Concordia has announced that they have beefed up the security and they're taking multiple measures to ensure the safety of its community members. The school encouraged everyone to call security at 514-848-3717 and select option 1 if they ever feel unsafe. A town hall was held Sunday morning at Concordia for those affected by Bill 21. The meeting was organized by Concordia's Muslim Student Association and Conseil National Musulmans Canadiens. The Facebook page urged everyone affected by Bill 21 to attend and to figure out the next steps together. The meeting included a panel that informed attendees of the legal side, like how the prohibition can be challenged. There was also a portion dedicated to connecting attendees with resources and community partners. Bill 21, introduced by the CAC government on Thursday, would ban public sector employees in position of authority, including teachers, police officers, and judges, from wearing religious garbs in the workplace. The bill does include a clause that allows current employees to keep their religious garbs. There will be multiple demonstrations in Montreal over the week protesting against the bill. A new children's book is calling attention to access to clean water for Indigenous communities. Nibi's Water Song was written by Sunshine Tenasco, an Anishinaabe entrepreneur, activist, and mother of four from Kitigan Zibi. She told CBC that seeing a drawing of an Indigenous child on a book cover prompted her to write her own children's story about the importance of clean water. Tenasco has been advocating for clean water for her community for years. Quote, 40% of our community still doesn't have clean drinking water, end quote. She founded Herb Raids, an organization committed to bringing awareness and making clean drinking water in Indigenous communities. Nibi's Water Song tells the story of Nibi, a young girl in search of a clean water to drink when she can't find any in her town. The book will be published this summer by Scholastic. To hear the newscast and learn more about the news team, visit cgla.com/news.